before us. You're the brightest. You will lead us through the storms. Fire before us. You're the brightest. You will lead us through the storms. You are the peace in my troubled sea. You are the peace in my troubled sea. The stations of the resurrection, the stations of joy. My name is Rose Robinson and I'm a licensed reader in the parish of St Philip and St James. This is the seventh in our series of audio talks based on the liturgy, the stations of the resurrection, from the Church of England resource times and seasons. Let's take a moment of quiet. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned and the way to life stands open in our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. The seventh station. Jesus appears to the disciples. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in him shall never die. Alleluia. A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, verses 36 to 43. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We reflect together on this reading. The disciples have followed Jesus ever since he called them, leaving their previous ways of life to be with him. They've listened to his life-changing teaching, stories that made people wonder, turned their world upside down, challenged, comforted, renewed. They've seen him transform many lives, giving sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, making the lame walk. He spoke forgiveness over the paralysed and raised them to their feet, welcomed to himself prostitutes, self-righteous Pharisees and greedy tax collectors. They've even seen him raise the dead to life. Then in the days of Holy Week, their hopes and expectations have been completely dashed. The one in whom they'd placed their trust, the one they'd believed might change the world, arrested, given a complete mockery of a trial, flogged and led out to be crucified, his lifeless body then placed in a borrowed tomb. all seemed lost, and the disciples were very afraid that maybe their own lives might also now be in danger. But on the third day, the story's begun, the tomb found empty, Mary Magdalene and the other women claiming to have seen the Lord alive. Simon Peter saw him, now two on the Emmaus Road have seen him, and hurried back to share their news. Can this be true? Can Jesus really be alive again when they saw him crucified, dead, and buried? Still fearful and confused, they're discussing these latest events when Jesus appears among them, despite the locked doors, greeting them with the standard, and yet surely now so much more meaningful greeting, peace be with you. Shalom, wholeness, completeness. He demonstrates by his pierced hands and side, it's truly him, the Jesus they've known and walked with, not a ghost, himself in the flesh, physically there with him, with them, the crucified one, indeed alive again. Then he brings it right down to earth, eating some fish. He's not just a spirit. Even if he can now appear and disappear at will, he's got a renewed physical body. He gently chides their fears and doubts. He doesn't want them to be anxious and afraid. He wants them to receive his peace. Peace that passes all understanding. An eternal gift, freely given and established firmly through his life, death, and resurrection. Never again do they need to let life's events rob them of peace. A gift given to them, a gift given to us. I wonder what we allow to take away our peace. I was playing with acronyms for peace, taking P, E, A, C, E, and making phrases that started with each letter, thinking of things that rob us of peace, and then the antidote. So sin, the things we do wrong, rob us of peace. Yet Christ's death and resurrection have given us freedom from and forgiveness of all we might have done to hurt him and others. We no longer need to let our wrongs separate us from God. We have peace, perfection, eternally assured at Christ's expense. We don't need to perform in order to be accepted. We have peace, pressures to perform, eradicated, all condemnation extinguished. Uncertainty about the future can rob us of peace, financial worries, health problems. But if we remember Jesus lives forever, we can have peace, his presence extended in all circumstances evermore. He's always with us. He always cares for us. Problems and difficulties can rob us of our peace. In the storms of life, we need to keep our eyes fixed on him. Then we have peace, perfect evenness, anxiety cannot erase. Personal battles and struggles, wars of any kind raging around us could destroy our peace. Yet still we can have inner peace, his powerful energy absolutely crushes our enemies, even death. Power God exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand, above all and ruling over all. When doubting the meaning of our lives robs us of peace, we can know God's peace, purposeful election, aiding calm endurance, or perhaps you prefer purposeful election aided by constant equipping. Maybe you might also like to reflect on peace and think, what does the peace that the risen Jesus gives mean to you? You are the peace in my troubled sea. We lift to God our prayers. Peace, prayerful engagement, actively circling everyone. First, a set prayer. We praise you and we bless you, our risen Lord Jesus, King of glory, for in your birth you were proclaimed the Prince of Peace, and in your resurrection you breathe into your people peace beyond this world's understanding. Be present, Lord, this day with those whose lives are disfigured by conflict and those whose hearts know no peace. To you, Lord Jesus, true bringer of the peace of heaven, be honour and glory, now and forever. Amen. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Loving God, we lift you today, those who still do not know their sins are forgiven through your death and resurrection, who don't know they can be reconciled with you. We name them before you. We ask they'll discover your eternal peace. You are the peace in their troubled sea. Sometimes we feel you're not there. We pray, but we don't seem to receive answers. Lord, we remember those in awful situations, those in domestic abuse, those in financial difficulties, those in any troubles to which they can't currently see a solution. You are the peace in their troubled sea. For those who already know the risen Jesus, we ask that even in times of darkness, danger and difficulty, they'll continue to turn to you and know your hope for their lives. We pray we'll continually listen for your still, small voice, guiding so we can help and encourage others in your ways. You are the peace in our troubled sea. And for all who've died of COVID-19 during this pandemic, in hospitals, private homes, care homes, frontline key workers, and for all who've died of other causes, Lord, comfort their families and friends. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry them safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. A final prayer. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Thank you for listening. The next station, Station 8, Jesus Promises the Spirit, will be available Friday the 1st of May at 9 a.m. You can also hear pre-recorded weekly talks on different themes on 01634 540 650. Peace be with you.